Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. David Friedman is with us. David's a new friend. He is the author of Fundamentally Different, Building a Culture of Success Through Organizational Values. He is an award-winning business leader, and he teaches people about values, about how to understand why values matter to your organization. He's here to talk to us about something just a little bit different. We've talked about it in the past over the years, but it's been a while. David Friedman, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Good to talk to you, Jim.
Good to have you here. David, we've all seen the great images, some of the great images fall from grace over the last few years. One of the things we've learned is you got to be careful who your heroes are, right? Who you put up on, who you put up on a pedestal. They're just sickening ones to me, is what's happening at Penn State right now, and Joe Paterno, and he had such a great image, such a great career, the Penn State family, a great family. What they're going through right now, those are tough times. You point out Herman Cain's issues right now, GOP candidate who's recently suspended his presidential bid. But, you know, all of those things, when we try to think about, okay, if I'm a small business owner, that's never going to happen to me because I'm not going to do those things. But sometimes those kinds of things happen to a business, and it's not the owner's fault. That happens, doesn't it?
It does. You know, certainly as the owner, you don't control every event and every action that every one of your employees takes. You're responsible, but you don't control every one of those.
Right.
And I think, you know, the key, Jim, is, this sounds kind of simple, but it's about practice. No different than any other business practice or anything else. If you practice your values on a daily basis, and I could talk a lot about how you do that, but if you practice your values on a daily basis, then your employees become used to how you expect them to behave, and it becomes, you know, behaving in the way you'd want them to becomes a conditioned response.
Mm-hmm.
If values instead are just something that you put up on a wall somewhere or put on a website and they're never looked at again or never talked about again, they recede into the background, and when push comes to shove in a moment of crisis, people make whatever decision they feel like making that may not reflect the values that are most important to you.
Do you think the problem with Penn State was a lapse of values?
I do. I think that when you look at the moment of crisis, when Joe Paterno had a choice to make between doing what was best for his team and their reputation, mm-hmm. and doing what was best for people, he chose the university's reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Or, of course, it was a short-term thing because it really hurt the team's mm-hmm. reputation. But it was in that moment, you know, not all the other times. It was in that crucial moment where a decision has to be made. What do you do at that moment? And that's where, again, to me, and I could talk again a lot about how do you do this, but if you practice putting yourself in situations and role-playing and thinking about values, and you're talking about values every single day, every single week, so that the values are a regular part of how you operate, then when the crisis happens, this isn't a foreign concept. We've already talked about situations mm-hmm. like this, and we know what to do. Mm-hmm. If we never talk about them except the first
so
day I got hired.
So you're saying if the values conversation had already been had with all the people who would have known about this, then they would have known what would be expected to happen when they reported this, when they went up the line, so
exactly.
to speak, in the org chart. They would have already known, okay, my revealing of this will be received in the proper way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that if you're practicing those things every day and every week, and it's not obviously you don't expect to be in that specific exact situation, but situations like those, and right. You know what the expected behaviors are because you've talked about them plenty, then when it comes time that happens, you do it. You know, and it's no different. I mean, here we are talking about college football. It's no different than the way they practice plays. Mm-hmm. I mean, they practice the two-minute drill all the time so that when they get in the two-minute drill, they're not panicking and wondering, what do we do now? Because this is a routine thing. We've done this over and over and over right. again. Believe it or not, the same is true of values.
So if an employee sees another, a manager, let's say, an employee sees a manager mm-hmm. doing something unethical, whatever it may be, that employee should have had enough instruction on the values of the company, how the company feels about these things from the leadership to be able to feel that they could go to someone above that person and report that. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And without, if you haven't had that training and you haven't had that practice and you haven't had that repetition, then when that moment of crisis occurs and you see as an employee a manager behaving in an unethical way, you're unsure of what the appropriate response is.
Mm-hmm.
You're unsure how will my organization respond if I report them. In fact, might I lose my job? Might I, you know, do I need to really cover my butt here because I could be at risk if I report this? Or is it the appropriate thing to report this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we've never talked about it, we've never done any training, we've never had any discussion. I'm unsure, and so I tend to protect myself instead of doing what's
some
right.
Some people are uncomfortable having these kinds of conversations with their employees. One of the things I've done over the years for many, many years, when I bring somebody on board immediately, I mean before they even work a day, I say two things to them. I say, you don't have to lie to me, because if you want to do something, if you'll ask me, I'll probably let you do it. You don't have to steal from me, because if you want something I have, I'll probably give it to you if you ask me for it.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that seems to have worked. And you know, I guess the only reason I'm bringing that up is that didn't take long to say. It didn't hurt to say. It wasn't uncomfortable to say that. You see what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's definitely critical to say that at the outset, but then people have to witness that,
right?
And
they
have to be repeated.
You have to back that up with your own actions. Those are the values.
Exactly.
That's where the corporate leadership values come from. David, give us the website. Tell us how we can find the book.
The book it's called Fundamentally Different, and the website is www.fundamentally-different.com. It's available on Amazon,
right.
And you can get it in hardcover, paperback, audio, and
check it out. We come back. We're going to talk about some more having this conversation with your folks after these messages, this values conversation. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.